B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Got to say, Zo, this Vegas Outlaws helmet, it's got a nice weight to it.
Put money into that league.
That's not a cheap helmet.
It's a nice helmet.
That's a heavy mini helmet. It's got a real metal face mask.
If I was a little person, I'd want to wear that.
Bigger than your tit, and it's made by Bike. It's not one of the Riddells.
I love Bike.
It's nice.
Bike, it fits the...
Ready? I'll throw it over the glass. It's nice. Try to put this on. There you go. Las Vegas Outlaws. Nice. Great day in the unboxing.
Right.
Don't forget to send your stuff to Jim Lau. Doing this nearly every day. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in a guy who was working last night. That would be Judd Surratt. Judd, what's going on?
Not much. It was fun to get back at it last night.
How much preparation? How much of the preparation part of it? I'm more. We'll get into the game. I'm more interested in the setup. Your feel of not being there but calling it off a monitor. How difficult was that to do?
Well, first of all, it was definitely different, but Dennis Knutson, the entire engineering staff, the production staff did an amazing job putting that studio together. Just phenomenal. It sounded great. They put three huge monitors right in front of Beersy and I, so that was terrific. But I will say it's a little bit different coming in to call a game and you see your producer in shorts, white socks, and a Winnipeg Jets hat.
Well, he's strange to begin with. Yeah.
Wait, that's not unusual.
it is on a game day.
Maybe that is the case.
Wait a minute. So that was Howie. It wasn't Capello.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
I was talking about Capello calling him a weirdo, not Howie. Yeah. Gotcha.
I miss not having Mark there. Mark and I actually texted back and forth. So, you know, it's not the same not having Mark in the booth and doing games while Beersy and I are calling Bruins action in Boston.
Gotcha. Does Beersy have more class than Max does and doesn't order food during the broadcast and have it brought and talk about it on during the game?
Beersy came ready to go. He had a little cooler with him, so he brought a little lunch. I actually stopped at the Star Market right by the station to grab a little something before we headed in. But Howie had mentioned that maybe we can have a few things delivered to us while we're doing the game. So that's something to think about going forward.
All right.
So you think, generally speaking, though, you're going to be okay doing it this way? It works.
Well, it was great to get an opportunity, Beetle, to be able to do this. There are certainly a ton of restrictions. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be like for the NFL and what it's going to be like when you guys start to go back and start doing the Patriots games. I mean, clearly you're limited in what you can see. But that said, you know, I think the NHL put us in the best position to be able to do these games considering the conditions that are taking place. You know, I will say one thing going forward. While we had a good opportunity to see those games, and I thought the effects that they were feeding down the line certainly sounded rich, were good. There are still a few technical aspects that I'm hoping that the NHL can rectify once the games start to count. So the Bruins are going to be starting the round robin on Sunday afternoon against the Philadelphia Flyers. One thing in particular, we didn't have a score bug on the screen that we had.
Oh.
So it was difficult to tell, the last few seconds of a period, power play time left. Hopefully they're able to rectify that going forward.
So are you hearing things before you're seeing things when you do it? We know that's been something that's plagued some of the baseball broadcasts across Major League Baseball.
I didn't notice that as much, Beetle, listening to some of the sounds. When they do announce, you know, hey, last minute of the period, I can't tell because I don't have a score bug to be able to see that. But when pucks were going in, I didn't notice one way or another that the celebrations that they were playing in the bubble in Toronto were out of sync with what I was seeing on the screen. But I will say here was another difference. Just calling the game on the screen, you can't necessarily see the goal light. You can't see the referee point. You're not always seeing the players celebrate. And it's difficult on camera to be able to sense when that puck is entering the net.
Okay, I'm not going to rip the team for the way they looked last night. And it's, hey, we're trying to get back into things. These games don't count. But you're one of the favorites, and I just thought they looked a little cleaner to start the game than they did last night. What disappointed you about last night?
Well, first of all, Columbus and the Bruins are in two different circumstances, because for Columbus, they have one dress rehearsal before they start playing for their lives in the qualifying round against the Toronto Maple Leafs. For the Bruins, they essentially have four dress rehearsals before the games count. Yes, the round-robin games will determine some of their seeding, but I think Bruce Cassidy and Cam Neely mentioned it before. I think what the Bruins want to be able to do is get their team and get their players, especially their top-end players, in the best possible position so when the games count and they enter the first round of the playoffs, they're going to be at their best. They were admittedly sloppy in the first period, but their game started to elevate in the second and in the third, the way they checked, the way they played in the neutral zone, those things started to pick up. But they still have a few things to sort out. No update on Brad Marchand as far as what his status is going forward. That's what Cam Neely mentioned this morning. You know, and the Bruins are still trying to figure out what do their lines beyond the Bergeron line, what do they look like and how are they going to play?
What did you make of the injury to Marchand? Did you think it looked serious from what you could see? I saw the clip that's been played, you know, it's brief. There's not a lot to see there, but what did you make of it?
Well, the other assumption there, Beadle, is that he got hurt on that play. That the collision that he had in the corner with the Columbus Blue Jackets, and then as he started to labor at the defensive end of the ice. I don't know if necessarily that's where the injury took place. Bruce Cassidy mentioned after the game that he didn't think it was very serious. Again, we have no update. But if you're the Bruins and you want to be at your best once the actual games start to play or start to become meaningful for them, once they have their opponent in the first round of the playoffs, I think you have to approach what's going on with some caution. You know, one of the things that the Bruins know is that top line works well together. Even if a guy like Brad Marchand is forced to sit out a game or two, and it's going to be Philadelphia and then followed by Tampa and followed by the Washington Capitals. So even Cam Neely mentioned it, that it's going to be a balance for the coaching staff. While you want to get your team at playing at its top level when the playoffs start, you may have to balance who you're playing and how much you're playing them.
Tuukka Rask and obviously Halak, you know, they split it last night. But this has got to continue into, you know, what, the next 2 weeks if you're going to be concerned with Tuukka. I don't have any concerns with Tuukka yet. Would you agree with that?
Well, you know, I think for Tuukka, he was facing the same thing that every player was facing. And he was on the ice when the Bruins were admittedly having their biggest struggles, and that was in the first period. The other thing that he had joked about is, I've been changing diapers for 4 months. I really haven't had a chance to play a whole lot of hockey. Now, he's going to get the start against the Philadelphia Flyers, but I think he, along with, you know, a lot of different individual players and I think different facets of the team's game, it has to be better once the games start to count.
All right, Judd, good to have you back. Good
appreciate
to have you back,
buddy.
On the air, too.
Oh, it feels so good to be able to do the games again. And again, we are so fortunate that we're in this position, not only the NHL and the players and what the station has been able to put together for us.
All right, well, the season gets real soon, so get into tip-top shape, okay?
What are you saying? I'm out of shape right now.
I'm saying your broadcasting
shape. You're talking to me about shape?
I'm talking about broadcasting
right now.
Shape. Broadcasting shape, my friend.
I'm just warming up.
All right, Judd, thanks.
He shoots, he scores.
All right, guys.
See you, Judd.
Thanks, Judd. Judd Sirant on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
I am so grossed out right now.
By what?
Tom Morgan tweeted out a picture, T-Bone in here, of the floor where Jim did all his unwrapping. And there's like in the top right corner is a picture. Jim's foot is in there in a flip-flop. And it's...
You are grossed out by a foot?
Jim Jim doesn't have an ankle bone. Cankles.
Just straight down. Look at his foot.
Looks like you were in that movie Misery with Kathy Bates. She broke your ankles.
617-779-0985. We got open phone lines. Let me get to your calls coming up next. You want to jump on board, do it now. Also, the Tampa Bay Bucks have added yet another player. That's on the way as well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
LeSean McCoy, now a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a one-year deal, saying yesterday he's very excited to play with Tom Brady.
And Gronk.
What do you make of that?
Should be. He's a veteran, taking a veteran minimum.
32 years old.
At this point, if you want to play, and it seems like he wants to play, where are you going to go? Go to a contender, right? They're a contender.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you're going to take the veteran minimum, go to play for a contender. Don't go some 7-9 team or 6-10 team in a rebuild year. Don't do that.
What was your thought when they signed him? How's he going to fit in?
What's he
going to be there?
F me.
What's he going to
be there? Third down guy. He's going to be a third down scat back. You're going to run screens out the backside. This guy could still break your legs.
You know, I thought I said, here's Brady needed to replace James White.
that's exactly what I thought. Yeah,
that's what I thought. I'm like, he needed a James White guy.
Quicker version of James White.
So he went and got LeSean McCoy, who
is dangerous the way he carries the ball.
Oh, it drives me
nuts.
Breadbasket.
It's out.
Crazy.
Like yes, you know.
I mean, he's always done.
Holds
that.
It out there, like in your face. Like
he palms the ball.
Yeah, yeah. Drove Andy Reid crazy.
It should.
Yeah.
It's senseless.
But I just go back to the games that we've done against McCoy, whether he was in Philly, whether he was in Buffalo, whether he was with the Chiefs, and I'm talking to Bill in the pregame.
Yeah. Well, when he was with the Chiefs, he did not play in the Super Bowl. By the way,
correct.
He was a scratch.
Yeah. Because you had the Williams kid who elected not to play because of COVID too, and he popped. But Chiefs are loaded at that position. I just go to those games with Bill where still got to worry about McCoy. You know, he's a guy that could break you in space because the problem is
Bill expressed that to you over the years.
Yes. He? Like it's like the Cam Newton thing. Like it's just hard to tackle him. You know, he can't tackle him high, can't tackle him low. Just a physical specimen. But like McCoy's the guy that would always draw the fourth, fifth defender or a linebacker. And he's like, that's where.
Loading up down there in Tampa, Zoe. Loading up.
Evans, Godwin, Gronkowski, McCoy. They have three.
Brady.
Brady.
What was
that, McCone? What? Howard, O.J. Howard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks, McCone. Did you get your Brady helmet yet, McCone?
I just want the Patriots to go get Clowney. Do something sexy, please.
You know it's not going to happen, right?
Yep.
You know what Clowney likes to do? Rush the passer from the outside, from a nine technique.
Yeah, he just likes to.
He goes past the quarterback and downhill. It doesn't fit the defense, McCone.
That's all he wants to do.
Got Adam Butler. McCone.
I still want
Adam Butler. Ugh.
Yay.
That gets me going.
Now, you know, listen, I don't mean to put down Adam Butler. He's a good player.
He's unbelievable. Did you get your
Clowney would get him going.
Did you get your, did you get your pass down there yet?
What are you talking about?
McCone, did you get your pass down there for camp yet?
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Are you one of the. You're not going to get allowed in, are you?
I'm like phase three, I think, or something like that.
He's not getting in. There's going to be one television
like,
camera.
It's like 15 people to drop out. And
McCone, I'm going to put you in a lottery. You'll be down there. You'll be down there like on the 28th, like right before camp.
There's one television camera that will be allowed in for pool camera use and one still photographer allowed in
every
day.
Correct. I think Mike Reese is the pool, right?
Well, no. I'm talking about photo and video.
Yeah. That's wild.
It is, Andy. It is. Let's get to some of these calls.
Yeah.
Pat's in North Adams. Hi, Pat.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Friday.
Hey,
happy
you too, Friday. Pat.
All right, man. Listen, with this whole St. Louis thing, right, the Cardinals with testing positive, don't you have to cancel the Cleveland-Minnesota game tonight as well? Because they played the other day. And kind of going along the line with the whole COVID thing, Zoe, I don't want to get you going on a Friday, pal, but how in God's name is the NFL going to pull this off? I know they're only playing once a week, and I know that's a difference. Somebody was talking about that the other day. But with all this stuff, man, how does the NFL pull it off, man, in terms of keeping guys?
It's a good question, and you got cut off there. But I watched part of All Access last night on NFL Network, you know, as you're flipping around the channels, and you know, it's right after Nesson there. So I popped on there, and they had Chubb going into the facility at Denver and all the protocols, like he had two guys waiting for him. He had to do the scan thing. He had to do – everything is touchless now. So all these buildings, You know, even with key cards, it's like you hold up your phone, boom, we've got these scanners now. This is how we get in the building. New high-tech stuff. Then you get inside, and then they got all the partitions up, like sort of like we have here. But, again, it's a contact sport, and it's when you get out there and you start leaning on guys and – so you really start breathing in each other's face. But
so, again, in case you don't know what he was referring to, this is the latest. This just happened this morning. The league has postponed the game. As far as right now, it's just tonight's game, but I'm going to make an assumption that it gets beyond this. The Brewers-Cardinals series was set to begin tonight in Milwaukee. That game is off.
And it's because of somebody with
multiple
Cardinals
positive tests.
Okay.
So it's a Cardinals issue right now. Their game tonight will not be played. I'm guessing they cancel the whole weekend. So the part of the on the NFL, I don't know how it's going to work.
I don't think they know. Do you hear Stills, the head of their disease control and the way they're going to go after this thing? He's like, it's keeping our fingers crossed. This thing isn't going away. It's going to be our biggest opponent the entire season, but we're going to bubbleize the thing as much as we can. And it seems like the communication and inside the look that you got from the Chiefs locker room, where they've got guys spread out, and Andy Reid's up there. It looks like he's got a welder's mask on, and he's running things on a projector, and he's talking to the team first meeting, and they seem pretty engaged and pretty separated from everybody, where normal meetings are on top of each other. So,
Brendan in Maine with a thought on Cam Newton and Stidham. What's up, Brendan?
Hey.
Yeah, first off, I want Cam to be the Patriots quarterback, but I disagree with your assessment of which guy I'd want based on who is driven versus who drives the car. Because I don't know about you guys, but the only time my wife drives is when I've had a few drinks. Cam strikes me as the type of guy that needs to get an app to hire someone to come and hang his TV for him.
Well, see, here's
that's a great point.
Well, here's the problem.
That's an excellent point.
You're one of the most highly recruited kids coming out. You come up from that JUCO and you go to Auburn and you go 14-0. You got people lining up to hang pictures for you. So you become it enables him. Is what it does.
Can you do it yourself if you need to?
I think sure he can.
I don't know if Newton can.
So can you tolerate being in the car with your wife driving?
Yeah.
I can't. I can't do it. I'm a bad, bad passenger.
No, she's a much better driver than I am.
I'm a terrible.
Not just with your wife driving. You're a bad passenger in general. You like to drive. If we're like
I do.
When we were on the road trip to the Super Bowls, you're driving.
I drive. I'm a bad passenger for anybody.
I don't mind being driven. Where I didn't like being driven is that freaking rib joint we were looking for coming back from NASA. That pissed me off that day.
I don't like giving up the wheel.
Who's driving? Was Jim driving that day?
Beetle was driving.
Yeah.
He's always driving. He was driving that whole trip.
He's always confused by that.
I have nightmares of that night.
But I was not navigating. Let me just make that clear. I was being told where to go.
We were on an exterior loop where it looks like we were heading to New Mexico. That's how bad it was.
Listen,
like we were on the furthest part west of Houston you could be on. And I'm like, I don't even see city lights.
Remember how we finally located?
You know how big Houston is?
We finally located the barbecue joint online. We figured out where we were.
I made friends with the guy. He gave me extra sauce.
I know that
free
he did.
Dessert.
And he gave you a little extra meat on your plate.
I ate up well.
Rich in Dorchester for Louth. What do you got, Rich?
I'm on it.
Rich.
We're all set.
Nice. All right, Rich. Y'all set, Rich?
Yep.
Wrap it up over there. What do you got?
What are you ordering?
Hey, 2012, I was at Fenway for that god-awful Guinness Book of World Records toast, and I saved the stupid little can of Welch's grape juice.
That's perfect.
I think that's a perfect item.
That might be the lead item if it gets in here.
It's unsealed as well. It still has a paper seal on it.
What was the toast for again?
You want to set the record for the most? That's just a freaking cheesy thing.
It was the 100th anniversary.
Oh god.
Yeah, Fenway 100th anniversary. So they gave out a little 8-ounce can of Welch's grape juice, and everyone had a crack at the same time. But I refused to open mine, so I have it unopened.
Oh my god.
That's the kind of thing we're looking for here. You got to send that over.
We may have to do a ranking.
Okay.
Thank you, Rich. You know how it's partitioned off, Jim's? It's divided into threes. So there's three sections. Might have to have the most valuable section to the left, sort of middle ones, and then least valuable items on the right.
Oh, I remember this. And Kevin Millar and
it's
now.
Got so freaking cheesy.
Tom has it.
Kevin Millar and Pedro did the toast.
Tom has what?
I was at that game.
Oh, God. Of course you were.
Okay. Did you toast?
I didn't open it.
You still have it?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
You saved yours, too?
I swear.
What'd you put under your
What's
bed?
What's wrong with you guys?
Where do you even keep that?
Like, you carried that home with you? Can you imagine that? Having to carry that stupid can of...
I have a 1979 can of Iron City beer at the Pittsburgh Steelers team.
Wait a minute. You just said that was an awesome item, and then you're making fun of Tom for taking it home.
Yeah.
I can't have it both ways.
No, I can. I appreciate that you both have it and want to donate it, but I think it's insane that you did it. That it made it home.
I didn't say I want to donate it.
It's got to be rare.
I changed.
Rich does, not you.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be a rare item. A can of Welch's.
See, I like to view colors as strange. I don't want to view T-Bone as strange.
Grape juice.
Yeah.
Fenway Park, we want to thank you for the last 100 years and the next 100 years. What 100 more with a lot more success in Boston. To all of you, muchas gracias. And we're still making history. And one last time, it's time to cowboy up. 3-0. Drink. Let's go. We have a win in it? Do we have a win today? Let's go, Bucks! Who was up?
That's what they don't have right now.
Well, they didn't have much that year either. They had 69 wins that year. Bobby Valentine was the manager. It was an epic disaster.
You could hear them speak. We didn't even have to say it was Millar and Pedro out there. We could have played that, and you knew exactly who those two players were, and that was from how many years ago?
Well, they weren't on the team then either.
I know that, but I'm saying dynamic personalities.
They can bring them back. Wow. They can get both of those guys booked if they needed to.
No, they bring back
I think Pedro's on the payroll still.
Let's bring back Johnny Gomes, McCombs' boy. Oh, McCombs' boy.
Ugh. That guy, the
worst. Mr. America.
Let's go to headlines with McCone. Get you up to speed. We've got something that's totally off the beaten path coming up next.
What's that? I like that.
You know anything about the 1943 football season? Feel free to say no.
No.
I don't know much about it either, but we'll get caught up on that and how it relates to the here and now. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Then sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm walking into that closed ballroom at The Shining with Jack Nicholson sitting there at the bar talking to nobody. It could have been you, somebody like you.
Oh, here's the headline on Pro Football Talk. 2020 could be the strangest NFL season since. You'd be like, oh, I don't know. There was a pandemic 100 years ago.
Maybe well, you had the scabs in the 80s, right? That crossed the picket lines.
That's the first pandemic, though. That was in 1918. The NFL didn't start until 1920.
That's right. Right before the birth of the league.
Back when everybody wore suits to the games.
This would be the strangest season, Mike Florio writes, since 1943.
Why would he pick 43?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you, though.
I don't know. Ready?
Yeah. The 101st season of the National Football League could end up being the strangest one since the 24th season. In 1943, World War II caused the league to shrink from 10 to 8 teams and to institute, out of necessity, one specific rule change that revolutionized the game. The depleted supply of players due to World War II caused the Cleveland Rams to suspend operations for 1943. It also resulted in the Pittsburgh Steelers and Philadelphia Eagles combining to make one team. They were known as the Steagles.
Oh, you're combining Steelers and Eagles.
Right.
Well, they could have been the Eagles. The Eaglers.
It says...
It could have been Philburg.
The Steagles split their games between two cities.
Philibergia.
Some players living and working full-time as part of the war effort in Philadelphia. Others in Pittsburgh.
I don't think people have a very good grip of how large the state of Pennsylvania is and how far Pittsburgh actually is from Philly.
It almost didn't work because the coaches of the two teams, Earl Greasy Neal.
Greasy Neal?
In Philadelphia, and Walt Kiesling in Pittsburgh didn't like each other.
Hardy should be doing this read right now.
One coach, Earl Greasy Neal, a nemesis.
Nemesis.
Of Walt Kiesling.
A thorn in his side.
Once foes, they now needed to be friends. All in an effort to support the war. It says the Steagles went 5-4-1 that year. Here's a quote. I thought Greasy was the most stubborn man I ever met until I met Kiesling. Tackle Frank Bucko Kilroy said.
I know Bucko Kilroy.
They didn't get along at all. The idea was for Greasy to coach the offense and Kiesling to coach the defense.
But like they remember the Titans.
But they spent most of the time fighting with each other. It was actually kind of funny to watch.
Jesus.
What would be the equivalent right now? Sean McDermott and Bill Belichick on a new team known as the Pills.
The Pills. Okay.
The Patriots Bills are now the Pills.
Belichick and Harbaugh?
See, but he likes Harbaugh.
He likes Harbaugh.
Yeah. Though. He respects Harbaugh. I mean, there's some stuff that may have happened.
Just McDermott and Brian Belichick yelling at each other all day long? How great would that be?
Belichick would kick his ass.
A couple of hotheads in there just yelling at each other? Is this song really from 1943?
Yeah, Tommy Dorsey, Boogie Woogie.
Awesome. It's the Boogie Woogie Boogie Boy from Company B, right?
Ta-da. The Steagles 5-4-1. The Rams returned in 1944. And put the league back at 11 teams. But more relevant to NFL football, generally, the reduced availability of players prompted the league to adopt a 1943 rule that permits free substitution of players. That move laid the foundation for the eventual disappearance of two-way players, allowing for players who only played offense, only defense, or only special teams. The pandemic presents a completely different set of challenges for the NFL. Mm. Some of the changes already forced by the worldwide outbreak of COVID-19 and other changes to come could become as commonplace in the future as the free substitution rule eventually did. So Mike Florio is asking, is there anything that's going to happen right now in 2020? That could change the way NFL teams control their rosters. We're already talking about, okay, cut down early, but you might need a large pool of players if you are to keep going.
Mm.
Maybe that change, a roster is going to get bigger as a result. Hard to see it. Hard to envision that.
It does put in perspective, though, like, hey, listen, this has happened before in other circumstances, and teams just kind of made do, and they got by with what they had to get by, and then they started fresh the next year. That's, if everyone looks at it that way, everyone's going to be able to deal with replacement pool players, guys coming in, guys like having to miss games, maybe having to cancel a game or two. Maybe one team plays 16 games, one team plays 14 games because of cancellations. Maybe it just happens this year.
Maybe.
If we all want to see sports, we should all accept the fact that some things like that might happen. And you know what? Your team might get screwed because of it, but at least you get to watch a season. Right?
I guess.
I have such a problem trying to listen to things when the music's playing. Because like, I just listen to music.
Oh, there you go. Now it's dead. You killed it. You happy now?
I can sit around and listen to old-time music. Just figured that out.
What if seven-inning doubleheaders work in baseball?
The baseball purists will have a problem with that.
Who cares?
The baseball purists.
Did the football purists have a problem with free substitutions in 1943?
Probably.
What if they had a pitch clock to these 7-inning games and they move in faster? Or what if COVID makes you use that pitch clock because we want to get in and out of stadiums as fast as we can and it actually works? Say we don't have COVID next year.
Excellent
keep
point.
It or not. David Price would bitch about it. There are people that are going to bitch about it. Players. Players will bitch about it. I didn't get all my at-bats. Hurts my average. I was hot that day. I wanted one more at bat. You know? It's going to be managers. Like, I'd fix the way I do my lineup.
Point for Zoe.
I'm used to 9-inning games. You just can't disrupt the flow of games all of a sudden, the way we're taught to do baseball. You know? It's going to work now because right now, 2020, you accept it. People accept change in 2020 because we want to try and make things work as much as we can. You want to wear a mask and go sit in a parking lot and eat? That's your choice. But at least you get to go out to a restaurant and eat. That is a change that you said, okay, I'm good with that. But I don't want to do that forever. You know? McCone wants to eat cold mayonnaise. He doesn't want to eat warm mayonnaise. It's a choice he makes. He could eat it, could not eat it by the end of the show.
What's the deal with that, McCone? Where are we at?
Noontime hour.
No, shut up.
Noontime hour what?
I'll start it.
He's not getting the money Sarge got.
Why not?
What am I just going to pay anybody that comes in? It's going to be like the big steak challenge. I'm going to pay someone until they finish it?
Yeah. I thought that was what you were offering yesterday.
I tried to bring the kid into the show and give him some little zest yesterday. He was in there struggling.
Do the same for McCone.
He's not struggling right now. He's in there cocky as hell.
This.
Why do you have what's that?
How close did Sarge get to actually eating it yesterday?
Not close at all.
What's that Polack shirt you have on?
Polar.
Oh, I thought it said Polack.
Come on.
Are they paying you to wear that shirt?
No, they're not. I went to school with the family, though.
Yeah, where the hell's my free product, McCone? Didn't you promise that like 3 years ago?
I did.
I'm going to get a big shipment of Polar to the station.
Hey, are they going to have like snow cones there and stuff? Like, are they going to take advantage of the name?
Polar? Tell you that diet sparkling orange.
Still
is,
waiting on it. Yeah,
it is excellent.
I just saw a story that they're like starting to distribute nationally.
Yeah, it's great product. Great stuff.
The seltzer's great.
All of it.
It was. It's like Faygo back where I grew up. Faygo pop. They get the orange pop, red pop, soda pop, all that. It's good. Great pop. You have a great pop and a hoagie. It's great.
All lunch. Of that. T-Dish coming up next. This date in show history on the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
T-Dish.
July 31st. This date in show history. Let's start in 2017 today.
Okay.
3 years ago.
3 years. Wow, it's been a long time.
This caller was very fired up about the Red Sox. Sue in Danvers. Hi, Sue.
I cannot believe the Red Sox. Number one, Farrell should have been gone last year. Number two, Price. He has got to go. Biggest choke artist I know. I mean, he's just a big wimp. And well, then you get Dombrowski, who thinks he knows everything. Him and that smug-ass smile of his. Right in the face.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy, though, right, Sue?
Oh, shoot.
Silver Fox.
His smug-ass smile. I want to punch him right in the face.
She's a good fan. I like those type of fans. Invested.
Sue.
You guys are training camp, so Tom points out that the reaction was like
delayed
a little bit.
Was a little delayed.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy, though, right, Sue?
Oh, shoot.
Oh! was a little delayed.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember that call. 2018, we were talking about a Patriots, about the Patriots running backs. And Zoe was having a little bit of a hard time with one of the names. Do you remember which name?
I don't.
Okay.
Hey. I just wanted to transition over to the running back. I know there's a lot of talk before training camp started that who was going to be on man now, who's going to be on more back. I just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on that.
Odd man out, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Gillislee right now.
Yeah, Gillislee is the odd man out right now.
At least Hill is out there.
Hill.
Yeah, Hill.
Hill. Hill.
Jeremy Hill.
Yeah. Hill. Like,
what?
Like you walk up a hill, you drive up a hill.
Yeah, Jeremy Hill.
Not like a heel in wrestling.
Jeremy Hill. What?
Hill. Can you say Hill?
Hill.
You can't. I don't even think you're capable of saying it.
Hill.
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 There you go.
Hill.
There
Jeremy
you go.
Hill.
Well, it's better. That was in 2018, was it? That was when we were talking about those.
Boy, Jeremy Hill. Nothing, yeah. Huh?
Right. One game.
Right.
And he went, boom. He was running hard prior to that, too.
Yeah. We did not have. That sucks. There was no Gillislee on that team. Gillislee was the odd man.
Jesus, they got some names that year, too. What? What?
Finally, what? This day a year ago, and it feels like an eternity ago.
Sure does.
This was battery toss day a year ago.
Well, we could just do whatever we wanted down here. We go wherever we wanted.
Now you can't do it. You threw. What kind of battery was it?
It was four double A's that we taped together.
We taped four double A's together.
You guys thought I couldn't clear the damn goalpost.
How did this even begin?
I don't know. We were talking about our vantage point.
I feel like
we were talking about throwing
batteries down to Capello because the mic was dying or something. Is that how this started?
I don't even know. Like, I could throw something through that goalpost. I think I said I think I could throw something through the goalpost. You're like, well, I'm going to tape some batteries up.
Yeah, we were measuring the angle and the height and trying to figure out if it would work. I think it was a football initially, right?
Oh, I could have done that easily.
Yeah. But my thought the entire time was we were so high that it was going to make it. I'm like, it's got a long way down.
And it's going to fall and quick. Once you got to get it out there straight. You got to go up. And I was in sweaty flip-flops, so I was sliding all over to begin with. I should have wore sneakers this day.
Had a short runway, too, with that little.
I can only take two steps. Yeah, it wasn't like.
Uh-huh. Very similar to what Peyton Manning did in New York City, throwing the footballs off the balcony.
Chris Carter was catching.
To Chris Carter. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's seen that on Peyton's Places.
One of my favorite things.
But this was much like that.
Yeah.
Here it is. And Hardy, are you ready?
I am ready. I am videotaping from down here also.
Well, okay, so stop for 1 second. So our man Hardy.
He could have been killed.
We never
during this. We did
never
not consider that.
Like normally when you do these things, you go through all the precautionary steps, right? Mm-hmm. There's a waiver someone has to sign just in case they get hit in the mouth or something.
We should have had him sign a waiver.
Imagine if he had major dental damage here. Like if he got hit in the mouth
or lose an eye.
They had to rebuild the side of his face and then he wouldn't be able to feel his cheek for the rest of his life and it would droop.
And Hardy, are you ready?
I am ready. I am videotaping from down here also.
Well, don't get hit.
I won't. I'm watching.
Here goes attempt number one for Zoe. He winds up. He makes the throw. And he launches it. And it lands. Where does it land, Hardy?
Didn't see it.
At the 12-yard line?
Oh, my God. It's way out here.
Oh, he cleared it by a bunch. It wasn't even close.
All right, let's see one more. Hurry up.
He went all the way to the 12-yard line. He easily made the throw.
Hardy's
here goes throw
now.
Number two. Throw number two. Easily makes it to about the 7 or 8-yard line.
Unbelievable throw,
that
though.
Wasn't even close. No doubt. I had faith in you the entire time, Zoe, and that faith has been rewarded. No doubters. No doubters, Hardy.
And the first one slipped.
Could you get it to the end zone? You got it to the 12, 22 yards beyond the start of the back line of the end zone.
But the key was we wanted to put it between the goalpost. And the first one slipped out of my hand.
Yeah.
And it went left towards Hardy.
It did.
It which scared me because he lost sight of the flight of that the pack of batteries.
Where did it land? No idea.
No idea.
That killed me.
5 feet from him at the 12 it landed. Yeah. And it stuck. Remember the battery stuck down in there.
And he launches it and it lands. Where does it land, Hardy?
Didn't see it.
Good thing you went down there.
Where's it land, Artie? Man on the ground, our eyes and ears. I didn't see it.
He was more nervous about the grounds crew kicking him off, I think.
He was.
Yeah.
But little did he know, they were now like into it.
Everybody was listening to it.
Word traveled fast down there that was going to be happening.
They already had PR in there all watching around the TVs.
They're
inside.
Like, oh, yeah. God.
Yeah.
You know what it was? They probably wanted to tell someone to not let us do it, but then they were intrigued.
Then they're like,
then they wanted to see
what happens. See if the little guy down there gets killed. Imagine the liability thing down there for them. If he would have gotten hit and we had to call 911.
Great. It was a great moment on the show. Great moment, great toss. And that led to a cameo by Dean Blandino,
which is great. And I'm on cameo.
Mark Scott, what's up, guys?
What's up, Dean?
Dino from Fox Sports.
What's up, guys?
Jim and Tom said you guys were big football fans, and they wanted me to send you a message. I know we're all excited about the season coming up. Preseason's here. Regular season will be here before you know it. Make sure you're watching us on Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Upon further review, Scott has the best battery toss in the business. Take care, guys.
All true. All true. Stop him when he's wrong.
Big football fans. Best battery toss in the business. We like football. Jim and Tom said that to him. All true points.
Yeah. Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it.
It's pretty cool, that cameo. Yeah.
Cameo.
I got one today. Gotta do it.
You can hit Beetle up or hit me up on cameo.
Yeah.
Getting ready for football season.
Yeah.
Turn of school. Sports.
Let's do it.
All that.
Let's do it.
Summertime. Cape Cod. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right, let's get to headlines. My computer's having a meltdown. I think the keyboard's
broken. I can't pull up a call screener. I never could here. So it's just, I don't like being over here.
Might need to go pull the plug in the other room right now. It's that bad before it breaks the call screener. We'll do that. We'll get to headlines. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What's up? Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to.
Gonna play this if there are no fans in the stadium?
Yes.
As of right now, it's at a quarter, right?
I think we can incorporate this right now to the show where we should have just came in with McCone sitting center right there, three fingers deep in the mayonnaise, just downing it right now.
If it's the fourth quarter and they're up, we're just gonna throw it on the broadcast with the crowd and all that.
I think so.
Why not?
I think we should
people
do it.
Look at Fox. Be like Fox. Hashtag be like Fox.
How do we feel about the chance of fans in the building in the NFL this season?
I don't feel
season?
Great about it.
I don't either.
I know we're going to try it. And then, I mean, Jesus, look at the baseball teams. you have baseball games being canceled here left and right, and there's no fans. First and foremost, you're worried about the teams.
Yeah, I know. It's just a lot more work for these teams if they bring all these fans into the building and they're, you know. Think about that.
I mean,
like how much more planning and logistics goes into that?
A lot of planning. You're going to have restricted areas, restricted entrances. Right?
It's hard to have fans at youth sports. Last night I had to kick a group of parents, not kick them. I'm like, hey, you can't sit in the bleachers. You have to sit way in the outfield behind the fence.
Lowthy's burying that lead. What'd you have to do? You have to get confrontational? What happened?
No, I just went over there and it was the other team. The other team had traveled to our field and they didn't know the rules. So
okay.
Well, it's kind of standard that you sit in the outfield. That's what most of the little leagues are being told. They're telling the parents to do, sit in the outfield. You can't.
So what
sit
did
behind.
They say? Were they okay with it?
They were fine with it. Oh. They had brought their chairs already. They knew. They just saw the bleachers and sat there by instinct.
Love a good bleacher. What's with that? Because you see,
you brought your chairs. What'd you bring the chairs
no
for?
No fans like from dugout to dugout behind the backstop, and you got to be all in the outfield and all spread out.
It's a good rule.
I take my chair. I'm a bleacher guy more.
In fact, that'd be like my favorite rule if I were in your position, Jim, or an umpire, not listening to all these lunatics.
My wife would rather be
going in the outfield.
In the
they should make, now that we were talking about the 1943 football season, and in 1943, because of the war, there were changes made to the rules that ended up lasting. Guys didn't have to play both ways in football anymore. Substitutions were allowed in the sport of football as a result of the 1943 season. Maybe this could be a lasting rule change in youth sports from the pandemic. Sure. And that is no parents get to sit near the field. You got to go to the outfield.
Yeah.
Now we have a good group of parents with our group, but like some teams that have that parent that chirps from behind the backstop the entire game. Like, that hasn't happened at all. This year, it's been great.
Yeah,
my wife wants me to sit in the stands because I'm less inclined to make an ass of myself for other parents. But if I could lean on a fence, it's all day, babe. 24/7.
You're that guy.
The guy that makes the kid nervous. Though. Like, the kid gets nervous because, my dad's embarrassing me or my mom's embarrassing me.
Throw him inside. Hit him inside this time. Throw it inside to him. He won't hit it. Let's go. I'm more yelling at my kid than not the other kids. But then they say I say shame the other kid. I'm not shaming the other kid. I don't even know the other kid.
You're that guy. The guy, we need to put you in the outfield from now on. Yeah. Put him in the outfield.
Put all the
parents in the outfield.
I live life, man. Absorb it all.
I live life.
Live the game. Breathe the game.
It's not bad. Like I'm still coaching the little kids. The field's only 150 feet, so being the outfield is not even that far away.
It's chirper.
It's not a bad seat.
Well, the chirper. You're the chirper.
Yep. Mom, let's go, Billy. Let's go.
You're the chirper.
Billy, let's go.
You chirp the umpires?
Set the tone. Oh, God, yeah.
Of course you do.
Attleboro last year almost got thrown off a game because I didn't know that it was a little kid.
Zoe is that guy.
Twice.
Of course you are.
Coach had to come, hey, it's a kid behind home plate. I'm like, yeah, it wasn't a force out at second, okay? So the kid tagged the bag and you called him out. So it's on the ump. Know the rules if you're umping. Jesus. I don't care what old you are.
Wow. He was like, what, 13?
Yeah, trying to make 20 bucks.
Just older than Little League age? Like doing the game?
Play the game. Play the game the right way. Teach them the right way. Teach the team the right way.
Yeah. That's something. Way to go.
Trophies for everyone.
All right. So maybe that's one of the changes. What were you watching last night? What did everyone watch last night? We're still asking that question today.
Would you watch, McCone?
I didn't see any ratings.
NBA.
Yep.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why? Why was that? I'm being serious.
Zion in the first game and then Lakers-Clippers in the second game. Those are that two must-watches.
How do you feel about their game presentation?
I think it works better than the other ones. I mean, I watched a little bit of the Bruins. I think that's going to be a little tough.
Can I tell you that the game presentation in the NHL expected more?
They dumbed it down a little bit.
The reviews have been so... They've raved about the NHL.
Yeah, that it was like put on a stage like a Winter Classic. I don't sense that. I like the backdrop of the NBA and the way they've... And I guess what, the things they tweet court-wise, and that's something I struggle with watching a couple of those early Celtic games, was the out-of-bounds line. It was very thin. I guess they did the real thick blackout now along the boundary, so you could see it clearly from TV because it's sort of faded at times on TV.
Yeah, and they changed it.
I remember, Gordon Hayward was hitting a couple shots in the corner, and I'm like, Jesus, looks like he's standing out-of-bounds. And I couldn't see the out-of-bounds line there. They changed the floor, which is good, so they're taking critique and are making it better, which is good, and that's what you want in a broadcast. You know what bugged me last night, though? Did you see the at-bats with Cespedes?
What about him?
He had a neon sleeve on his left arm underneath an elbow pad that he was wearing, underneath a wristband and a glove, And then when he goes to bat, and he's batting right-handed, obviously, all you see as a pitcher is like that left hand going up, and it's like neon. I didn't know you were allowed to do that. I thought you had to wear the color of your uniforms that's approved. Like the Red Sox wear red sleeves underneath. Like he had a big neon yellow-green sleeve up.
I don't think it matters unless you're the pitcher.
That's what I'm saying.
He's been wearing that this whole time.
I know
they've been playing.
I know that, but I'm saying that would distract me as a pitcher. You know, like during day games in behind the pitcher, they black out so you can see the ball better. I just thought, you know, less is, you know, let's keep it uniform out there. I just didn't see that at the next level, pro level. I can't remember another guy that does that.
Was it taking your attention away from those shiny helmets? Is that why you're upset?
Oh, gorgeous helmets. I watched.
It did because it contrasted with the helmet. I didn't like the neon with the helmet. It just junked the uniform.
You know, Zoe loves the Mets uniform.
You know what it was? It's like
he loves them.
It's like Cespedes went to Dick's before the game and said,
"Yeah, a little bit."
What size sleeve do you
What's
have?
What's available?
Good? Well, I only have the Mets blue and a medium, but I do have this cool neon sleeve that's an XL to fit your massive left arm.
And he said, "I'll take that.
I'll take that one." And do you have one of those elbow protectors too, like a guard? Just put that.
I think his batting gloves yellow too. Did he make his gloves yellow to match it?
It bugged me. That's all. I mean, I got a pretty good TV, and it's just like, boom, it popped.
Big arms. That could be like one of a normal person's neck little face mask.
He is ripped, man. He's
massive.
Jacked. He's a big dude.
Yeah. That bugged me. That's all.
Okay, that bugged you a little bit. All right.
Just watching sports.
Well, good to know.
Yeah, sitting around watching sports.
I watched the Bruins until they went down 3-0. And I said, the hell with this.
I tapped out a little earlier.
Not doing this. Yeah. This isn't even a real game. I'm not doing this. What would be the point of that? Shut it off.
It's pretty cool
how they feel better.
It's pretty cool. Right at that 10-minute mark, though, they got both goalies out of there, and they made the switch. Like, not 1 minute earlier, not 1 minute sooner.
Like, we've bitched about the Red Sox a little bit and about Ron Renicky. We've done that, right, as it comes to the return of sports. I don't know that I'm fully in the mood of being upset about the outcome of games or upset about a truly, like, really bad performance by a team yet. I don't know if I'm at that stage yet.
It felt like last night. How many times can you cheat death? The Red Sox late in the game and the bases are loaded.
Well, it just makes me wonder.
And
so
Barnes is in there. I'm like, he's giving this one up. I thought they were going to give it up last night. They didn't, to their credit.
Let's say the Bruins and Celtics come out and they're flat and they lay eggs here, right? I mean, they're terrible. How truly upset are people going to get about it? Will it match other years?
No, it won't.
I don't think it will.
No.
The Bruins are the team that I think has the best chance. I think everyone agrees the Bruins have the best chance out of any of the four teams in town right now to win a title.
That's fair, yeah.
What if they get bounced in the first round? Are people going to be as upset about it as they would have been otherwise? I don't know. It's hard for me to envision
I think there's two ways. There's ways we both won't. I don't think I will, but I think there's another faction of fans that said, what are you guys? You blew it. Like, you had it set up for you.
I don't know.
You had all this time off. You guys are all healthy.
It's just a weird time,
T-Bone. You crapped your pants.
It's a house money kind of situation. You're just glad to have sports back.
That's how I feel a little bit.
But that's going to change 10, 15 games into this thing.
Like, as a Red Sox fan, complaining about the team is what sort of makes you happy. You know, in a sick, twisted way, you're like, oh, this is great. This is what we do. We watch. We second guess. We rip Ron Renicky. All that. That's what's fun about the Red Sox. These other teams, though, like, yeah, they lose. I'm going to be like, oh, well, that sucks, but okay. You know, I don't know. Like last night, Bruins go down through. I'm like, oh, who cares? Well, whatever. Now change the station.
Yeah.
It's okay. whatever. Exhibition.
Sure.
Maybe that changes when it's real. I don't know.
Maybe not when it's real, but maybe after the 3-round robin games when it's actually playoffs.
Okay. Celtics Bucks tonight. And Kemba's already on that 15-minute restriction, which Brad told us, he's already going to be.
You know what's
not
weird? I don't even feel like those are real games, though.
But I'm going to say that. But what if you watch that tonight, and it really feels like these guys are humping it, like they're playing hard. I see people getting on LeBron yesterday for playing no defense. What, he didn't show up and play defense yesterday? I didn't watch that. Sorry, McCone. I didn't know that was a must watch, like it was for you.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
I know you're a big Duke fan watching Zion.
Oh, UConn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watched some of that game. The Lakers-Clippers, that's a good game. I know Lou Williams wasn't playing, but it was a good game.
Well, I've got some preliminary television numbers for you on last night in Boston, how things did.
Oh.
What do you think most people were watching?
Bruins.
I felt like a lot of people were watching. That's based on
first
you know,
time
Twitter
out.
And what people are up to.
First time out of the gate.
Yeah, I felt like this was the first actual Bruins game worth sitting down and turning on.
I know it's 2020, but the Red Sox game was on a network.
So that's easier,
that
for,
makes
old,
a difference,
easier
right?
for old people. Yep.
All right. Well, that's interesting you mentioned old people.
Old people don't have the some old people don't have the big
sports.
All right,
I'll get some, again, not official, but preliminary TV numbers from Celtics, excuse me, Red Sox and Bruins last night. Celtics going tonight. We'll get to that coming up next. Also, Major League Baseball adopting 7-inning doubleheaders. More on that in the way, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.